AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Revenge was apparently the motive for a student stabbing rampage that injured four people yesterday on the University of California Merced campus.
He had gotten kicked out of a study group and was upset with one of the students, and apparently took his anger to the extreme level.
Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke says the 18-year-old gunman was a Muslim, but there's nothing to suggest that played a role in the rampage.
There is still nothing to indicate anything, and I mean anything, that this is other than a teenage boy that got upset with fellow classmates.
According to a two-page manifesto found in the young man's backpack, the sheriff says Faisal Mohammed planned to use plastic ties to bind students' hands to their desks in his Wednesday morning class and then call police with a fake distress call. He then planned to ambush responding officers and take their guns, but he was killed by campus police before he could carry out his plan. During an interview today with Dave Ross on KIRO Radio in Seattle, President Obama was asked if he believes a bomb brought down that Russian jetliner in Sinai.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the Fox Business Network has whittled down the number of GOP presidential candidates who will be on stage for next Tuesday night's primetime debate.
The selections were made by the Financial News Network based on national preference polls. Candidates had to average at least 2.5% or higher to be featured in the primetime debate. The threshold for the earlier session is 1%.
Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee are being sent to the undercard debate, while Lindsey Graham and George Pataki are being cut entirely. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has ruled out a Mideast peace deal before he leaves office.
The president has said we have to reach a realistic assessment that there will not be a comprehensive final status agreement in the remainder of his term, and there likely may not even be meaningful negotiations between the two sides.
But Rob Malley, National Security Council Coordinator for the Middle East, says President Obama still wants to hear what Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu thinks can be accomplished between his country and the Palestinians.
Given that reality, which is a new one, how does the Prime Minister himself see Israel going forward, given its own interest in stabilizing the situation, in preventing the emergence of a one-state solution? So what ideas is he going to be putting to the president?
Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to visit the White House on Monday. He and the president will have a private meeting in the Oval Office. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.